Welcome to Bumping Uglies, the adult podcast where two lifelong friends talk about sex, love, and life. Listeners be advised, strong language may be used and sensitive subjects may be discussed. Music by Ethan Hine. Welcome back. If you are new, or I guess if you are still trying to figure out who's who, I'm Rachel, and that's Ashley.
Hello.
And today, we're going to talk about Christmas, and, well, Christmas gifts. I've been humming Christmas songs all day, because I've been thinking about this all day, and Ashley is not having any of it. She's a Grinch.
Listen, they overdo it.
Well, yeah, but now it's after Thanksgiving. Like, this is the actual Christmas season, and I'm, like, all ready for it.
No, I'll be ready on December 22nd.
God, that's, like, 3 days. Ashley wants 3 days of Christmas. Before we get started, we got a really nice review on iTunes, and we just wanted to say thank you to the person that did that for us.
Yeah. Utah Film Nerd. Thank you very much.
And I believe they have their own podcast as well. The Story of Sandra Marie, I think it is. So we're going to be checking that out, and we'll drop a review, and we appreciate all the reviews, any reviews yes. that anyone wants to give us.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Okay.
This is us.
This is it. In the raw. Oh, that sounded gross. Sorry. We're bad.
Not a picture that I want to have in my head.
Raw. Okay, so to start us off, I have some statistics and facts about the Christmas season in the U.S., and this is from Statista.
Makes me think of Batista.
Right. This is from Dave Bautista. He's a statistician. That's what he does on the side. It's his real job. I'm just kidding. So, Christmas is technically a Christian holiday, but pretty much everybody celebrates Christmas. Doesn't matter. Like, not really a religious thing anymore.
I was gonna say
Christmas is its own beast.
Yes, like half of it's not even religion anymore. So yeah,
right. It's like blow up things, which I can't stand actually. So I'm into like classic Christmas decorations.
Rachel wants a pickle.
Pickle?
Yeah, the Christmas pickle.
Oh, okay. I was like,
we did that last year.
You did?
We did. That was our episode for our Christmas episode. We talked about traditions.
Oh, yes! Oh, that God. Was a fun episode. I'm so sorry. My brain it doesn't work like that. So, let's see. What else? According to a survey in 2016, only 5% of people that they surveyed would not be celebrating Christmas. So, 95% of people that they surveyed celebrate Christmas. That's like pretty much everybody. Christmas is typically the largest economic stimulus for lots of countries around the world. The U.S. generated over $3 trillion during the holidays in 2013.
And yet
these
we're in debt.
These holiday sales reflected 19.2% of retail industry's total sales that year. 768,000 employees were hired throughout the United States to compensate for the holiday rush. It can start, the Christmas season can start as early as September. So.
Can?
Yes.
Hell, it starts before September.
It does now, right? I guess, I don't know if this is like per person or per family. I'm not sure. The expected Christmas expenditure on gifts is $794.
to the T. You cannot spend over $794. Not even right. 1 cent.
That's all you can spend. Holiday employment in the U.S. Is over 500,000, so it does bring a lot of jobs. Holiday retail sales in the U.S. is $719 billion. Christmas holiday retail growth is 3.6. I guess that's yearly percentage, I mean. E-commerce, 123,000? I think that's 1,000. That's what it looks like to me.
We'll just roll with it.
Yeah. Percentage of retailers beginning holiday promotions on October 1st. 15.4. So that doesn't, that could be before or after, but the ones starting at the beginning of October, even before Halloween, is 15%, which I think is low. Number of house fires caused by burning Christmas trees in the United States in 2015, 170. That's a lot. The average amount of money spent on Christmas cards is $29. This must be per person. Cyber Monday, there's 122 million Cyber Monday shoppers in the U.S. The average number of gifts expected by consumers is 15.9, so 16. I guess, like, 15 and one shitty one, I don't know.
Here is your crappy gift.
60% of consumers buy gifts online now. 2.06 billion is how much money we spend on Christmas trees.
Who the hell wants to go deal with all the stupid people?
Same, yeah. The amount hipsters spend on themselves during the holidays is $553.
I do buy myself Christmas presents, but it ain't that expensive. And also,
I do not buy myself presents, ever.
1 year, I bought myself a mixer. Not as nice as a KitchenAid, but, you know, a stand mixer.
Mm-hmm.
To make my Christmas cookies for everyone.
Well, I'm not sure that's so, like a gift to I think to that
counteracts.
You should have made him give you money. Like, I made these cookies for you, but I need money because I bought a mixer.
Yeah. Well, if I was going to do that, I would have got a KitchenAid.
Right. Taking up donations.
Yes.
Christmas holiday retail sales growth in 2018 was 4.55%. Dang. It's just so much money that for stuff that like we're going to either get rid of or put away somewhere and never look at again. I was super into gifts, like giving and receiving. When I was younger, and now I still like to give gifts to people, but I try to make them things that I think people will actually, like, use and enjoy rather than, like, decorative things or, you know, clothes.
That's why I quit buying Missy Roosters.
Because she likes them, but she doesn't need them.
She has no room.
She's got too many roosters and cats. We already run into this one rooster every time we walk into her house. I watched 6 people run into the same rooster one night.
I bought her that rooster.
I mean, she likes it, obviously. It's there. I'm just saying.
It's because I'm the shit.
I don't know what I thought you were going to say.
And actually, a little backstory on that rooster. I gave it to her in November. Because we were having lunch together, and I was so excited that I gave it to her.
You were like, I just can't stand it. Here's your rooster. Don't ask me for presents.
Literally had just bought it.
Oh, you...
Yeah, literally had just bought it, and then went to lunch with her. And then we came back to her office, and I was like, do you want to see a present?
She's like, no. That's not how it works.
Opened up my truck and I was like, yeah, here it is.
Do you want to start us off with some Christmas things for couples? Is that what you said you had?
Sure.
Sure, she says. Sure.
We'll start off with this list. And it is from HuffPost. And it's called 30 Sexy Gifts for Couples That Shouldn't Be Opened with an Audience.
Unless that's your thing.
Although some of them are stupid. So number one is sexy coupons.
Okay.
Which I'm okay with. I mean, I guess that's cool. I do like these. These are, number two, are bangles that turn into handcuff restraints.
Oh, fun!
Here, can you see these?
Oh, I actually really like those.
I know, they're really cute.
Yeah, we'll have to post this link so people can get some ideas.
Yes, I'm into this gift.
Me too. That's a good one.
Number three is the Tiani? I don't know how you say that. Two. Anyhow, it's obviously number two. And it is basically, what are those other things called? What do we know these by?
Vibrators? Wee Vibes.
Yeah, like a Wee Vibe.
It's a couple's vibrator, so, like, you can put part of it inside of her, and still have sex, and you it's shaped like a...
the clit.
Like a U, so it's got two sides to it.
Yes, it stimulates the clit, and you can put it up in there. Number four one here, I think this one's stupid. It's a card that says, I licked you, so now you're mine.
Just a card?
Yeah, just a card.
That's weird. I feel like...
like, that can't be opened in front of an audience. Number five is a boudoir photo shoot.
Oh, I want to do this.
A sexy robe for a boudoir shoot.
Okay.
Number seven is a Broad City sex toy. So it's a vibrator, basically. It's called a Broad City sex toy.
What does it look like? Is that from the show? Broad City?
Maybe. It says, yes, queen.
Yes,
queen. It's a bullet vibrator.
Interesting. Yeah, so obviously I think you have to be a fan of that show.
Number eight is a bondage kit. I'm okay with that. That seems like a good gift.
A bondage gift?
A bondage kit.
Oh, kit. I'm like, okay.
Number nine, a fantasy box subscription. Which, what is this?
A fantasy box?
Yeah, apparently. It's like... you know how they have the FabFit thing? Like boxes you get every month?
Yeah.
Yeah, this has got a box and it's dirty stuff.
That's fun.
Yeah, I like that.
That would be fun just to try, and maybe you get some stuff that you maybe wouldn't pick out for yourself or you all as a couple normally.
The tour 2 looks like something you put over a penis.
Is it a vibrating cock ring?
It says a vibrating couples ring.
Oh, okay.
And it enhances sensations for both partners.
Well, obviously. Yeah, so that's what it is.
Number 12 is discreet under the bed restraints.
We own those and we love them.
Like, I this one's stupid that. Matching underwear.
No.
The Aura 2, which it's... simulates oral sex.
We've heard such like mixed feelings about those things though.
Oh, look, this is a fun one. This is another jewelry one that turns into something else. It is a choker that turns into a whip.
What?
Although what? It looks kind of painful.
It looks like metal, doesn't it?
It is.
Well, I guess Maybe people are into that. Or maybe it's kind of, like, meshy, so it doesn't hurt too bad when you hit somebody.
Maybe it just looks like it's...
maybe I'll have to order those and try them out.
They're super cool. Ones.
And they're decent looking. Like, they don't look...
yeah, like, it actually just looks like regular jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
A hands-free clitoral vibrator.
Well, that sounds fun. It's not a clit ring. What is it?
It says it is designed to be worn under the labia during sex.
What?
It kind of looks weird, too.
Oh, it's like a spread, like a lip spreader.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it's Sorry, that thing, it's like a vibrator with two little arms, so you put it under your labia, and it, like, keeps it open, and it keeps the little vibrator on your clit. I think that would be fun. Just
I love how you're showing me how to use it when I clearly see how it works.
I know. I can't help it.
But thank you for the hand demonstration.
Sorry.
See, like, I think this one's stupid. I think it's funny, but it's stupid to be on this list. And it says, I like you how I like my coffee, constantly inside me.
Oh, God. I don't like it. I just think, wow.
Number 18 is Love Abilities Pussy Power Pack. Say that 5 times fast.
Pussy Power Pack. You're only getting one.
And it has, it says this pack has it all, including 3 Love Ability condoms, 1 Hallelujah, and one
Hallelujah?
Mm-hmm. And 1 Fuckboy Repellent.
Heck.
It says basically everything a girl needs.
Okay. Like, when you need a... Never mind. It doesn't matter.
We're moving on.
I'm not sold on that one. Sorry.
A sex toy kit designed for more orgasms. That one's good. See?
Yeah, I like it. Ow.
Coffee mug is stupid. A nice new set of romantic... lingerie.
Ooh.
Oh, here you go. A beginner strap-on set.
A what?
A beginner strap-on set.
Oh. That's a him or her thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be used on him or her. Obviously, it's meant to be used mostly by people that don't have.
Oh, it comes with a really tiny vibrator, too.
Yes. This is a weird thing, but they make strap-ons that have, like, an inside dildo for the person that's wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
And those seem like the better versions to me, because well, yeah, then everybody if you're can a woman. Have one. Yeah, but obviously, yeah, if you're a man, I guess it's not how it works, but why also are you wearing a strap-on? If you're a dude.
Let's see. This one is the... I guess it's Oh Me Bod. Might be Oh My Bod. Blue Motion Remote Vibrator.
Ooh.
Oh, here you go. This is kind of like really what you were talking about. Except it's not a strap-on. This is the Babeland Nexus.
Oh, is it... It's like a strap-on that you, yes, you wear inside of yourself, and then it's like you have a penis, kind of.
Yes, it's not technically a strap-on.
Right. It's a, I don't know what they consider that.
We've got glow-in-the-dark condoms, not glow-in-the-light.
Yes, that's a new thing.
We've got a remote-controlled egg.
That sounds fun. You could do tease somebody pretty good with that.
Here you go, Rachel. This is a cupcake-flavored warming lube.
Ooh. Cupcakes? That sounds really good.
Edible body paint.
Interesting.
And then massage candles.
Oh, I love a massage candle. I think they're fantastic. We use those a lot. It just, there's something, I mean, number one, it feels really good on your skin, but number two, there's this, like, little jolt of, you know, fun or excitement every time you, like, somebody pours a little wax on you and you weren't really ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't get, I mean, they're meant to be put on your skin, so they don't get, like, so hot that you can't, like, you can't stand it.
Yeah. And that's all for that list.
That's all, folks. Okay, I have... How many? I have 32. Thank you, sir.
32 or 30 also?
32.
Okay.
TWO. I don't know if I'm going to read them all, but these are supposed to be
I skipped some of mine.
Yeah. These are supposed to be non-cringeworthy gifts to buy your partner. This is from Refinery29. The first one is a transparent maid costume. It is very pretty. But this particular one is $355 and it's completely see-through. And I would
Why is it so expensive?
I don't know. It must be made out of the best damn mesh ever. Like, that better be gold.
nipple clamps. Better freaking, like, vibrate and sing to me.
Right.
And make me thin.
Better go and fetch me a man. the next one is nipple clamps. These ones have bells, which I think is, like, cute for the holidays. But also, if you've never used nipple clamps before, these ones happen to be tweezer ones, which are a little easier on you because you can really easily adjust how tight or loose they are. They also go on, like, vertically rather than whatever, horizontally or, like, yeah, perpendicular.
Although, that makes me think of, like, when a man does, like, a helicopter. Like, yeah. When you said it has bells on it, I just imagine a woman, like, helicoptering her boobs.
I would think if you were gonna have a fun night home alone, really, like, teasing each other, that would be really fun to sort of put on, and then, he could hear you, or she could hear you, doesn't matter. As you, like, walk somewhere.
I'm not saying it's not a bad idea. I'm just saying that's what popped into my head.
Yes. Your vibrating couples massager is on here. I think the exact one, maybe. fancy condoms.
You make it sound like I made it. Your couple vibrator. I wish. Maybe shopping I have some for... money.
Shopping for luxurious condoms with your partner can reframe contraceptives in your mind as a treat and not just a precaution. These particular ones, called Lilo Hex, feature interconnected hexagons on the surface to offer a more sensitive sexual experience.
Okay.
They like this Lilo brand. They must have, like, a deal because the vibrator that they showed was Lilo. They have a toy set as well, kind of like the Pussy Power thing, but for couples. There's lipstick-shaped vibrator, there's Benoit balls, and it looks like lube. So that's fun. It's $100, though, so. I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know how much my list of things were.
It just gives me the prices. There's lube on here, obviously, or not obviously, everybody doesn't use lube, I really like lube, I think it's awesome. Bondage restraints. A butt plug, this one has a jewel on the back. We've owned one of these before, they are really cute, they're also nice, and like, they have like a good weight to them. And they're cold, I guess you could warm it up, but like, it's a hot, cold kind of deal. Something you can play with the temperature. Oh, glass dildos. You know how we feel about those. and this is one of the things, like, you could warm this up or you could make it really cold, too. Like, stick it in the freezer or the fridge for a while. Oh my
God.
You just have to live alone because if somebody opens the fridge to just, like, a giant, not giant, but just, like, a dildo in the fridge, they're going to be like, what are you doing?
Also, if it's really cold, that just sounds like torture.
Yeah, you don't want it to be, like, too cold. Just fun cold. Erotic massage deck. So these are cards And it gives you 50 different techniques to get you in the mood. That's cute. Position of the day playing card, so similar, but like sex position, also kind of cute. Massage candle. Costume gear. S&M, you know, like leather and stuff. That's, you know, if you're into it. Oral sex lip gloss. Yeah. This lip gloss tingles when you go down on someone.
Hmm.
Obviously, you need to be careful with stuff like that. But lingerie. That's always fun. Oh, a shock rub dildo. So it's like a crystal dildo. Mm-hmm. So it's like healing. It's got, it is very pretty though. And it's, you know, obviously really smooth and polished and heavy. These are $180 though. So there's that.
Really cleanse your chakra.
Yeah, for the low, low price of $180. Flavored body oil. Elevated loungewear. I don't know. It's just like a cute bralette. Like, slightly risque clothes. Night clothes. A collar, if you're into that. There can be daytime clothes. No, like pajamas. I mean, some I guess you can wear those. Wear them, yeah. In the day. Partner, this is your Oh My Bod thing, the partner controlled vibrator.
Yeah.
They have, the Wii Vibe, I think, does that as well.
I don't think it's controlled by tassels.
Yeah, it is.
They make one. The Wii Vibe is? I thought it just had a remote.
They make a model of that that you can control from, like, really, like, across the country.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was that one, but. Striptease tassels. That would be fun if you want to do, like a dance. Partner-controlled butt plug. That's interesting. It's kind of cute. Adult museum tickets. The Museum of Sex. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, somebody, I mean, I want to go there.
Yeah, I'm not sure where it is.
I'll have to Google.
That would be fun, though. A spa day. That would be awesome. That doesn't have to be a couple's thing. You can send me by myself. It's fine. There's a sexy happy hour. Apparently, these Babeland stores across the country host events that are part whiskey or wine tasting and part sex tip workshops.
That's interesting.
That would be super fun.
Yeah.
A burlesque show. I would love to do that. A feather tickler. I don't know. I'm really ticklish. I don't think that I could handle having this touch me. Book a hotel, like a staycation, I guess. That's fine. I like hotels. Some people don't like hotels. There's one near us in Perrysburg, Ohio, that was voted, like, the most romantic hotel in the U.S. or something. And it's, like, they have these, like, huge pools, and every room is private. Like, you drive right up to it, and you can get massages.
Do you have a heart-shaped tub?
Maybe. I'm not sure. You can get massages in your room, like, it's just all supposed to be, like, super romantic, and they have different ones and different packages. What else you got for me?
I just seen some on Amazon that I thought I would run through, because, you know, I love Amazon.
Yes, don't we all? It's an addiction.
And one that I found that could be kind of interesting would be this. It's called Box of Dares. 100 sexy prompts for couples.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah, that sounds like it'd be a little fun. There was these really stupid mugs that I thought were kind of funny. And they're coffee mugs. And one says, I like her. And it's got a picture of a cat.
Well, that's cute.
And the other one says, I like his. And it's got a picture of a rooster.
Oh. Dirty. Naughty. I guess is the right word.
There is a ebook that is called The Sex Bucket List for Couples. And it's got 100 sexy positions and naughty challenges.
That sounds cute. Maybe that's not the right word. I don't know what the right word is. It sounds fun. We can, while you're looking, I have some of the worst gifts ever given. And this isn't just Christmas, but, you know, it's gift-giving time. So, while you're looking for some things, the first one is, my ex once gave me 3 boxes of Hamburger Helper and a box of Jell-O for my birthday. I think he just went through his cabinet and wrapped up whatever he found in there. And the Jell-O was expired.
Oh.
Oh, God.
That sounds disgusting.
Right? You got one?
There was these naughty but nice adult fortune cookies. Which is a gag gift.
That's kind of fun. I don't know how that works, but I would look.
Don't either.
Like, is it one-time use kind of thing? Or, like, you can fill them with fortunes and, like, reopen them?
Oh, I'd say it's a one-time thing. There were these powerful suction bottles. Suck up and massage every part of the body you can.
What?
I'm gonna show you a picture.
Okay, because I don't think I understand.
It shows them on nipples.
Oh, we have those.
Yeah. let's see.
My second worst gift is a motorcycle helmet for a person that didn't own a motorcycle and also doesn't know anyone that owns a motorcycle.
Oh, that's funny. It's kind of like a big kick in the nuts.
Like, I don't know. I'm not sure why. Maybe if it was, like, decorated or, like, antique, but otherwise, I'm not sure. Just, like, oh, I thought you'd like this helmet.
Right.
This one's funny. A framed picture of him from when he was 6 years old, which, I think if you're married, that might be a cute thing to get someone, personally.
I feel like that's a weird Christmas gift, though.
That's true. I don't, like, maybe that's, like, an anniversary gift or something.
No, I just don't even think that it's a gift. I think it's just, like, here, look what I found.
Right. Like, I went to my mom's house and stole this picture off her wall.
Let's frame it. I don't have any more from the Amazon. The Amazon does not have good ideas.
Doesn't have things. 1 year for Christmas, my ex bought me a clock that was covered in different football team logos and their histories. All because I watched one football game with him. This girl's boyfriend brought her 200 full-size cream eggs for her birthday. 200.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. Like, I don't know. You'd never eat that. This one's really shitty. I hope she got rid of him. On Valentine's Day, my boyfriend gave me what I thought was a piece of jewelry, but ended up being a baby shower favor that looked like a pacifier. He tried to pass it off as a pendant and even gave it to me in a Tiffany pouch. This one's just weird. I don't know if it's bad. Obviously it was to her, but, like, maybe if you're a weird, quirky person. I think this would be a gift I would like, is what I'm saying. Earrings made out of dried moose poop.
What was it?
Earrings made out of dried moose poop.
Yeah, I could see you liking that.
Right? Like, it's kind of up my alley. It's, like, weird. Weird enough for me. Our first Christmas together, he gave me some neon pink cat slippers, and the cat was holding a phone. They were so hideous. He later admitted that he had his aunt shop and pay for my present. So I threw them away after I found that out. My boyfriend bought me a cactus and a Snickers bar for my birthday. I think that's a cute present. I like both of those things.
Again, I don't think it's a good birthday present.
I mean, it's one of the... This is what I'm talking about. For me, if you know that I really want a cactus or like cacti, and you're not trying to spend a ton of money, that's a really cute gift.
I just don't see it as like a birthday present type.
Maybe.
That's something you could just bring home to me.
I mean, that's
especially
true.
The Snickers bar, okay?
I like little stuff like that. I'm totally into
it's like me like giving that. You little dick mints or something for your birthday. Here you go.
I don't think it's
that's
the
only
same
type
thing
of dick fucking you're gonna get.
The only dick is gonna be in your mouth anytime soon. Rude.
I'm not saying that you have to get something expensive for her birthday. I just feel like a cactus is a really just not gift material.
See, and this is where you have to know your audience, right? You have to know if somebody's going to like that or not, because obviously Ashley would be like, if you don't take that cactus away and show me my real present, we're over. And I think I would really enjoy it. Don't buy Ashley cacti.
I think I had more of a problem with the Snickers bar.
Oh, the
being a part of it.
She doesn't like Snickers.
No, what I if, like what Snickers. If they bought you, that's not the problem. Like a, but
what
it's
if they
like,
bought you a Snickers bouquet?
No. I don't want any fucking candy for my birthday. I can buy a Snickers bar for freaking 49 cents. Like, here, I love you. Here's a Snickers bar. Thank you. Now, do you want to know what I did one time for a birthday?
Yes.
I bought one because when I lived in Snowshoe, you couldn't get the type of beer there. Rolling Rock.
Yeah.
I bought him a huge, like, 24-pack of Rolling Rock, brought it home, and I taped candy bars to it.
Snickers are not birthday presents, actually.
But here's the difference. I bought a big thing of beer.
She bought a giant thing of beer. And I get what you're saying. Like, he couldn't get that beer there, so you went out of your way to get that for him.
I'm trying to think what else I taped to it. I don't
Dildos
remember what else there was.
Dick mints. You said, get to sucking, because I'm not going to do it for you.
I don't know. Who knows? Maybe if it was a nice cactus. I don't like cacti, but whatever.
She's like talking herself into this cactus.
What?
I said you're like talking yourself into this cactus deal.
No, I don't want it. I'm just saying, I could see, I guess, since I got the beer and taped candy bars to it. I just felt like one Snickers bar, like, come on.
Yeah, one is
I bought a bunch of candy bars, okay? I taped those all to it.
okay,
she deserves more than one candy bar.
You gotta have 10 candy bars. One for every year you've been alive.
Oh my god. 10 years?
No, I said 10 at first, and then I changed my mind to one for every year you've been alive. 10 years old, everybody. That's how old I am.
She only got 10 candy bars. And a cacti.
And a cacti. Okay, my ex gave me anti-wrinkle cream. I was 22.
You gotta start now.
I was gonna say skincare, but I don't want that as a gift unless I asked you for it.
Right.
Oh, God.
I agree. I don't want it as a gift either unless I asked for it.
Let's see. Oh, I agreed to one date with a guy from high school who I hadn't seen in a few years, instead of showing up with wine or flowers, he brought toe socks. Again, know your audience, because I love me some toe socks.
I do not.
And also, I don't like to receive flowers because they just die, and I'm not into that.
I like flowers.
Wine, though. You can bring me all the wine. If you want to, like, bring me a wine bouquet, you can do that instead of flowers.
I'm going to send you an empty wine bottle bouquet.
No. That's rude. That's a friendship breaker. A cheap set of steak knives with a wood block for Christmas, but this woman doesn't eat steak. So.
At least you got some nice knives.
No, she said they were cheap.
Oh, never mind.
Two dwarf frogs and a blade of grass, because there were no flowers around. That was a Christmas present. Are they real frogs? Like, he went out and caught a frog?
I don't like frogs, so I wouldn't like that.
That's weird. That's like an animal to take care of, too, if you keep it. Don't give people things that require a commitment unless they asked you for it. Oh, this is cute. I don't know why this is on here. An old shirt he had worn many times. It had a hole in it.
Apparently, whoever wrote this list did not like their gift.
I'm just going to tell you, I have a shirt of Jeremy's that I sleep in all the time that has tons of holes in it, and I love it.
Who, let's just clarify, was never her boyfriend.
No, sorry. No, we're just friends. We've always just been friends, but
Rachel's just a shirt thief.
Yeah, like I changed clothes from work one night at his house, and he gave me that shirt and like a pair of shorts or something to put on, and I kept the shirt. I was like, I'm not giving it back. And
he was but like, she gave him the shorts back.
Yeah, I didn't want the shorts. They're boy shorts. They're like really long. Like really, like pants. Not pants, like capris. Pedal pushers. A toy. My ex gave me a toy that can knit. I don't.
What?
Says my ex gave me a toy that can knit.
What?
I didn't even know that existed.
Like a sex toy?
No.
Oh.
I think just a toy. Yes. It's a butt plug that also knits.
That's super weird. I don't like that either. Fail.
That one was really weird.
Let's just be honest. This is just Ashley's list of fail and non-fails.
What I should have done is
I don't
compiled
like
a
it.
List of presents, and then I just read them off to you, and you go, no, 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 that one's okay. No, no.
Yes, this is just my opinion of, no, these suck. Who cares what this list is really about? It's really about whether I like it or not.
Ashley's Christmas list, 2018.
My non-Christmas list. I'm just gonna make a list of, do not get me these things or you will die.
Yeah. Don't come up in here with Snickers and cacti.
But no, I dated one guy,
okay,
and
what else
I used
you got
to
for me?
Hold on. I dated one guy, and I used to have to pick out like 3 to 4 things, and like send them to him, so he could pick one. Which, in one sense, like yeah, I got to make sure that it was something I really liked. But at the same time, it just wasn't. I don't know. I just didn't like it. Like I wanted to be like, do you not know me well enough?
Right, like, why? Maybe he just wanted to make sure he got you something that you really wanted.
However, this coming from the same person who got me a t-shirt for my birthday of a fly fishing company that I don't even like. Okay? That was one of those lists of fail.
Ashley's like, I don't even fish!
Like, basically, when I opened it, I was like, here, you can have that.
Have you seen the kid on Christmas opening the avocado? And he goes, it's an avocado! Yay! That's exactly what I pictured.
Yeah, no, basically I was like, no, here, you can have that. I don't want that.
Thanks, but where's my real gift? Because you work at this place.
Yeah. We've got coupons on there. Oh, these boxers are kind of funny. There are these boxers and one side of it says the man and it's got a finger pointing up. And then the other side says the legend with a finger pointing to the dick.
That's like a cute ego boost. Oh, what kind of coupons?
Just sex coupons.
Oh, okay.
There's an apron. And it says best cock ever. Then it has cock marked out and says cook.
Oh, I like that. I maybe would get that for Andy.
There's a keychain of a man and a lady.
Ooh. That's where the keys to your sex dungeon go.
1,000 games. And it says 1,000 unique adult-oriented card games, dice game, and board game all in one.
Wow. That's a lot.
Well, this is kind of funny. Emergency underpants.
What? They're just like extra underwear?
Mm-hmm. For emergencies.
In case you shit yourself. We're gonna get Missy some of those. And man's.
So there's a pad, and it says, persuade your partner to go to bed early with you with the help of this structured form. Simply choose from the pad the reason why and when, then hand it to her. 60 pages in one pad.
And be like, this is why you have to come to bed with me?
It says, why I must have sex with you.
Andy needs that for me.
There's a t-shirt that says too big to fail and it's pointing down. There's also a t-shirt that says don't sweat the small stuff pointing down.
Oh.
There's a t-shirt that says the beaver is ready for some loving. Oh, this is funny.
Mm-mm.
It's dick soap. And it's like a ring shape.
Oh. That'd be a really good gag gift or like a bachelor party gift.
Mm-hmm. There's a squeeze ball that's a boob.
A stag party, if you will. What is that?
It's a squeezy ball.
A nipple. Oh, like a stress ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a nipple. Or a boob. It's kind of a whole boob, I guess.
Oh, that's so funny. I was so gonna get this for you as a gag gift last year. It's a tea infuser, and it's called a tea bagger.
Oh, it's nuts.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like a tea bag.
I would use it. Yeah.
And it says, funny. It says caution, choking hazard.
Honestly, have you ever tried to put someone's balls in your mouth? Because it's really not that easy.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it's not that easy.
Contrary to current circumstances, I have had balls in my mouth before.
It may have been a while. A thing that everyone's tried. I would never have done it if they hadn't asked me to do it.
Every guy asks a girl to put balls in her mouth.
I'm just going to be really, I'm going to tell too much. I'm going to get in trouble. Big balls and they don't fit in my mouth, which is fine. I don't really want them there.
It's just a weird thing.
It is.
It feels nice for them, but it's just like really. It's weird.
I'll tickle them if you want me to.
Coochie coochie coo.
Get it? No. Ashley just made it really weird. She was like, you know what would make this better? Baby noises. That always makes sex better.
You're welcome.
Like, you're blowing a guy, and you, like, slowly kiss your way up to his face, and then at the last second, you make eye contact and go, peekaboo.
This is a pretty cute gift, and it's called Undies for Two. And it's basically...
Okay. It's like those giant underwear that two people can fit in, but it's like a thong.
Mm-hmm. It's not. It doesn't go up her butt.
Mm.
This is it's pretty cheeky. This is pretty funny. A willy warmer.
I almost bought that for Andy one year. I see him every year, and I'm just like, I have to buy that for somebody, but, like, it's inappropriate to buy it for most people.
A brass ball keychain.
That is, does it look like testicles? Like yeah. A ball sack? Oh, no. You know how I feel about guys with ball sacks on anything except themselves.
I'm glad you added that in. There's an adult coloring book that's just Cox.
I'm gonna get that for you. That is a present Ashley would like. She likes to color.
There's dick-shaped pasta.
Eat a dick. And then just send
it. And then the last thing says sex check. So... it says, heat things up with these smart sex checks, and they're literally like, you write out a check.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a checklist. And I'm like, yeah, that's really sexy. Got the lube? Yes. Lingerie? Yes. Condoms? Damn it.
And that's all on that list.
Okay, I have 11 of the worst Christmas... nope. Christmas gifts ever. And this is from Babbel. What is that? Courtesy of Disney. Just in case you were wondering. This one's cute. My husband and I had only been dating for a few months when the holiday season rolled around. So they weren't married. They were newly together. Not wanting to rock the boat with an extravagant present, I decided to keep things light and fun in the Christmas gift department. I knew his favorite movie was Tommy Boy. So I decided to pick him up the DVD, showing I was a cool and thoughtful girlfriend. Nice one, I thought to myself. Only awesome girlfriends buy Chris Farley movies for their men. So you can imagine my horror when late on Christmas Day we exchanged presents and I opened a brilliant diamond pendant dangling from a glittering and delicate gold chain. Needless to say, I was beyond embarrassed and definitely crowned myself the world's worst gift giver that year. Let's see. Okay. Always be prepared, this one's called. For our first married Christmas, he gave me a paper shredder and a wind-up flashlight for our emergency kit. Last year, he gave me an ugly hat and a stocking full of chapstick.
Oh my god. It's like, poor are you guy. Trying to tell me something? My lips Which are crusty.
I need all the chapstick. Personal hygiene...
you know what she should have done with what? That stocking full of chapstick? She should have hit him with it.
Like a bag of soap. Ashley would have been like, this is not a Christmas gift. Where's the real one?
There better be there better be something down in all this chapstick.
Last year, my husband was like, what would be in the chapstick?
Not like, no, I mean like, you know, down in the stocking somewhere within all the chapstick.
Oh, like something else in the stocking.
Yes.
I got you. Like jewelry or, yeah.
Yeah.
Last year, my husband wasn't very creative. He got me a razor and shaving cream. That's like a message. Like, I know it's winter, it's but like the chapstick. Take care of it. Yeah.
Bet your lips are crusty.
This is cute. It's stupid, but it's cute. While we were still dating, my husband got me 4 sports bras one year for Christmas. Each one was wrapped separately.
I like to do that.
Buy a bunch of stuff and wrap it all separately.
Well, like, one year I bought, my boyfriend these really expensive Sim socks.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, literally they were, like, I can't even remember how much. Like, I want to say $60. Like,
are you saying Sim, like, the game?
No, Sims, like, the company.
Oh, okay.
It's a fly fishing thing.
Okay.
But I bought him, like, 2 pairs of these socks, and I took one of them, and I only wrapped 1 sock.
Ashley's like, I got you so many presents, they're all socks.
No.
I've been talking about this guy a lot lately, but there's a comedian that has a new special on Netflix. His name is Bert Kreischer, I think is his name. And he tells this story about how his wife asked him for pajamas one year for Christmas, but she just meant like one cute pair of pajamas, but he thought like that's all she wanted. So he bought her five pairs of pajamas.
I was going to say one for every day of the week.
No, yeah, seven pairs of pajamas and individually wrapped every pair. So, like, when she opened the first one, she was like, oh, pajamas. And then she opened the second one and she was like, more pajamas. And then he was like, my dad figured out that all the other packages were the same and just started losing his mind. And then, like, by the fifth package, everyone was like, come on, seven. Oh, it's a good one. If you haven't seen it, you should see it if you have access to Netflix, which I'm supposed to give Ashley, I think. No, is it Hulu?
No, it was Netflix.
Okay, I gotta do that.
You know, that was only back in October.
You know, you gotta keep on me or I don't remember. I'll try to remember tonight. Okay. After having her fourth baby and trying to desperately lose weight, her husband surprised her with a mystery gift that didn't even arrive till after Christmas. It came in a giant crate. She described ripping it open in anticipation, only to find a full-size bakery-scale pastry display, which he proudly explained was because he knew how much she liked to bake. She ended up throwing the entire thing out. It didn't even fit on our counter. Aww. Or open. That's sad. I mean, that, I don't know. I think that one was good intentioned.
Yeah. Should have gave her a damn Snicker bar.
Right? This past year, my husband put electric nose hair trimmers in my stocking and two bras that were at least six sizes too small. And before anybody asks, she does not need to, or has she ever needed to trim her nose hairs?
I like that she clarified.
In case you're wondering, she doesn't have hairy nostrils.
Apparently, your husband thinks so.
Oh boy. This lady's husband got her the same wristwatch 4 years in a row.
Ooh.
Like, what kind of watch are you buying that only lasts for 1 year? Spend that money. Watches are things to spend money on, if that's what you like.
I thought it was just that he was a terrible gift giver and couldn't think of anything else.
Right. This one's bad. Last year, my husband wrapped a gift from our kiddos, who are about to turn 1 and 2. The tag said, to Mommy. And she says, so sweet, right? She was so excited to open it, to see what she thought would be a sweet little gift inside, but what she found instead was stretch mark cream.
Oh.
I could tell you who didn't get laid that month.
That's right. You were in the doghouse.
Those are gifts, like, clothes, exercise equipment, skincare, that kind of stuff. Only buy them if somebody asks you for it.
Yeah, like, I used to make my mom take me clothes shopping, and then I couldn't open them till Christmas. But they were clothes that I wanted.
But it's cool, because then if you wait, if it's, like, a couple months, then maybe you forgot about some stuff, and you're like, oh, yeah!
I always did.
I forgot about this.
I forgot about this shirt.
So, this lady says, I'm going to throw my husband under the bus. And also, she was the original worst gift giver. But for 2 years in a row, her husband got her an ugly winter coat. And each time, he had his mom or her mom pick it out. And had them pay for it. One of the moms pay for it and never paid them back. Oh, so she eventually had to pay them for her own presents.
Terrible.
Okay. Here's the thing. So, our Uncle John usually has my mom purchase our aunt's present every year. Like, he pays her for it. But he always already knows what he wants to get her.
Yeah.
Like, he pays attention throughout the year.
He just doesn't have time to go get it.
But my mom is usually the one that picks it up.
Yeah, your mom or me.
Yeah.
I've ordered him stuff before.
In general, you can't go wrong with buying earrings for the lady in your life unless she doesn't have pierced ears. 5 years, and this guy didn't notice that she didn't have pierced ears.
But here's my thing. Did you not say anything?
I think they were together 5 years, and then he bought her earrings 1 year.
Oh, okay. I thought she was saying not 4 or 5 years.
No, I don't think so. I think they had been together 5 years, and then he purchased her earrings that she couldn't wear. Both of my grandmas had the clip-ons, and those suckers hurt my ears so bad. Oh boy, Ashley. This story comes courtesy of my mother-in-law, who received an actual shotgun from her husband 1 year for Christmas. She admits that she was confused, but upon seeing her distress at the less than desired gift, he generously offered to take it back and wound up exchanging it for a more expensive model for himself. It sounds like she didn't get a gift in, like, as a replacement either.
Right. I was gonna say, did she take that shotgun out and shoot it?
Right. Oh no. This one's sad. But this isn't a bad gift. It's just a whoops moment. So this lady's husband bought her a beautiful pair of diamond earrings. And she opened them on Christmas morning and was so happy about it. And then she put them back in the bag and continued opening her other gifts. The following day, she had a Christmas party. They had a family Christmas party, and she went to put the earrings on from under the tree, and they were gone. He threw away her diamond earrings.
I knew it. I knew as soon as she said she put them back down in the bag.
Yep. That's happened to me before as well. Not with diamond earrings, but, like, just presents in general.
I think I'm pretty good about putting mine in a pile. Like, that's mine.
I always try to take all the paper out of one, like, bag and put all my gifts in one bag.
Yeah.
So that if, you know, you won't throw a whole bag of presents away, I hope. You know what we didn't do this year that we should have done again for Christmas?
What?
We should have done the Christmas Mad Libs.
Well, I mean, it's still not technically Christmas yet.
Well, that's true. We could do that on the one after Christmas. Or the one that comes out on Christmas. If we want to. I just thought about it as we were finishing. Yeah, hopefully we will have a bunch of stuff for some Christmassy stuff, some holiday stuff throughout this month. And then next week's episode is going to be our first mini guy. So hopefully that goes off decently.
We shall see.
We shall see.
So until next time, bye. Say goodbye, Rachel.
Have a good night.
We'd love to hear from you. Send us your stories, comments, questions, or subjects you'd like to hear us talk about to bumpingucast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Episodes are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, pretty much wherever you listen to podcasts. Please spread the word. Subscribe, rate, and review to help us grow our podcast. Thanks for listening!